Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we'll hear from a professor of psychology at Central College, Randall Renstrom, and a Central College professor of economics, Brian Peterson, and they're going to talk about the president's State of the Union speech that was given on Tuesday night.
Well, we're going to be talking about the State of the Union address that was given last night. And I know the economy was the big focus. Can you tell me what the proposals were? Did they go beyond some of the campaign items, or was it mostly the same?
Well, one of the things that I thought was interesting in that he did, and I think most people would agree, he laid out a fairly progressive agenda, specifically in terms of the economy. Some of the things that he focused on were truly long-term, and I think those are things that didn't get a whole lot of play during the election and so forth, but things like the renewed focus on high-speed rail, the renewed focus on infrastructure adjustments. He talked about fixing the 70,000 bridges that we have around the country. He talked about universal preschool, which I think is... that's not something that we've ever heard a sitting president really focus on. If that's something that could, if that's something we could get accomplished, then I think we could really do a lot.
I know minimum wage was brought up. Is that something you think could be accomplished?
Well, that's a good question. The minimum wage tends to be kind of a hot button topic. Businesses argue that raising the minimum wage too much is going to force them to cut labor. Most studies, however, demonstrate that raising the minimum just a little bit at a time has a negligible effect on employment. So if we're talking about pegging the minimum at some point and then allowing cost of living adjustments to increase it to maintain purchasing power, then I don't think businesses would be affected by it. You'd increase purchasing power by a whole lot of people. And that's the kind of thing that can create some serious economic growth.
Now, are people still, are they buying economic promises? There's been a lot made and not nearly as many accomplished. Is it something that people are still willing to believe?
You're right. There has been a lot of gridlock and a lot of promises kept and not a lot of promises made. What I think would be interesting is to see how the whole tax reform issue plays out. That's an area where you see both Republicans and Democrats talking about the need for tax reform, both for individuals and businesses and corporations. But part of me wonders if they're talking past each other. So they're talking about the same issue in the same terminology, but if they're really talking about different issues when you dig down deep. A lot of times Republicans talk about tax reform in order to try to simplify the tax code and hopefully simplify it for businesses, using that as a jolt to the economy to try to add economic growth to the country. Democrats, I think, a lot of times talk about tax reform to try to broaden the base and try to make an increase in taxes to try to get a little bit more revenues. And so, again, you'll both see them talking about tax reform, but I wonder if they're talking about two separate issues. So it'll be interesting to see how all that plays out in the next few months.
Now, what were the other issues brought up? I know gun control was a topic that was brought up, but has that lost a little bit of its sway in the public the further we get from Sandy Hook?
You do see research in the communication area showing that sort of the public's attention and media attention on issues like that do wane as the days progress. I think what you saw the president trying to do last night by bringing a lot of family members of victims of gun violence to the State of the Union, trying to increase the awareness of that issue in people's mind to try to keep it to the forefront and try to get a little bit political will behind at least some modest reforms, things like background checks and registering guns. Whether that'll be effective or not, we'll have to see. But again, at times it was very emotional during the State of the Union to see all those family members reacting to what the president was saying, trying to, again, raise that issue up to make it equivalent to or maybe even more important than issues like tax reform or immigration reform that I know are on the president's agenda.
Do you think it'll be able to bring the two parties a little closer to a compromise on the issue?
Maybe on some of the small details. So issues like background checks is supported by 90-some percent of the general public. And so you might see some movement on that where Democrats and Republicans come together. On other issues, you know, assault weapons ban or, you know, gun registries trying to close the loopholes for gun shows, I think there's still quite a bit of distance between the two parties. And so I'd be surprised if we see, you know, a lot of movement there.
And Marco Rubio gave the response. What were you guys' thoughts on that?
Most of the times, what you end up seeing in a response from the party that's not in power at that point, it tends to be fairly ideological, and that's what we saw. That there was a lot of criticism of the president, but there wasn't a lot of substance behind it in terms of this is what we'd rather do instead. The focus was instead on this is what we believe.
A lot of people have been pointing to Marco Rubio as maybe the future face of the Republican Party. Did he show himself to be that?
That's a really interesting question. I guess we'll have to see in the coming years what sort of position Marco Rubio takes within the party. If he can be a leader on immigration reform, I could see him being on the top tier of candidates, perhaps for president in 2016 or 2020. I don't know if he made all that much of an impact last night. You know, there's quite a bit of research in psychology and political science showing that the president himself really can't move or sway public opinion to a wide degree with the State of the Union address. And I imagine that effect is even smaller for the party out of power giving a response to that address. So he might have raised his profile a little bit, but I don't know if he's changing any minds, at least with the performance last night.
But, you know, what's interesting is that Marco Rubio's the choice to have him deliver the rebuttal kind of identifies the split within the Republican Party, that you have someone who pre-records his rebuttal in Spanish so that it can be played at the same time on Spanish television stations as he's giving it live in English, and then you have a lot of the very hardline conservative Republicans arguing, if we're getting tough on immigration, why are we doing this in two different languages? Why aren't we just focusing on this in English? And so Marco Rubio could be that person if he can provide some sort of middle ground in terms of immigration. He could become a front runner.
Yeah, and the time is really now to act. I mean, when you look at immigration into this country, because of the economic downturn, it's essentially zero. I think under Obama, it's a net negative immigration. There's just haven't been a lot of people coming to this country because of the poor economic situation that the country's been suffering through these last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. And so really now is the time when we don't have a huge influx of immigrants coming into this country to really address the problem and try to solve the issue. And so if Marco Rubio and President Obama can lead on that, I think you'll see them both being elevated. So the president will have a big legislative victory on his second term agenda, and we'll also see Marco Rubio having a big victory that will catapult him to the top tier of potential candidates for future elections.
All right, well, we're running out of time here, so final thoughts, you guys. Is there a lot of substance to the speech last night, or was it was just a speech?
The policies that he laid out are the kinds of things that I think he would have liked to have done 4 years ago had the economy not been in the position it was in. It'll be interesting to see exactly what happens in the next 6 months, specifically with tax reform, entitlement reform, and immigration.
Yeah, I agree with what Brian says. I mean, it really was a progressive speech, and in my mind, sort of a wish list of things he would like to do. Some of them, I imagine, they're going to negotiate and move on immigration reform. That looks like they're going to try to do something with guns. We have the budget and the sequestration coming up, so maybe they'll address tax reform there. Other things like universal kindergarten or preschool, minimum wage, I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Likewise, infrastructure, I think, has been in every single State of the Union since Obama became president. We've gotten a little bit of infrastructure spending, but I'm not sure if we'll see much more.
Well, thanks very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Central College professors about the President's State of the Union address given on Tuesday night. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official WeatherEye meteorologist forecast is next.